My name is Andreas Mogensen, and I'm an astronaut with the European Space Agency.
What do you think of the Moon Village idea?
Well, I think it's a very interesting and very constructive idea that ESA is bringing to the table and to our international partners. And it's one of the ideas that we'll work with going forward to determine what's going to come after the International Space Station project.
Would it be your choice to replace the ISS?
I think a Moon Village offers a lot of very interesting possibilities in terms of developing what we call cislunar space. Not just getting the national agencies involved in the exploration of the moon, but also bringing in private actors. And in that sense, I think it's a very good start to the further exploration of space. But I think it's also important to mention that I think most people agree that the ultimate goal is Mars. But this is a way to get, you know, the ball rolling towards the exploration of Mars. And in that sense, a moon village is a very, very good idea.
What's, to your mind, the perhaps easy or obvious first step that we need to take towards doing it? I mean, there is activity already, but what should we be doing now?
Well, there's a lot of things that need to be done in order to realize a concept like the Moon Village. A lot of people would probably be surprised that we don't have the ability at the moment to even send humans to the moon. I mean, the technology, the Saturn V technology, the rocket technology that we used back in the 60s and 70s, we no longer have that. That all has to be restarted. So there's a huge development cycle that has to be started again, you know, from developing the rockets that'll take us into orbit, that'll transfer us to the moon and land us on the moon. And then, of course, the bases that we'll live in on the moon. It's the entire suite of technology that we need to develop.
Are we being too ambitious?
Certainly not. I mean, we did this in the 60s within a decade, and today we're, in terms of development, technology development, we're much, much further ahead. Of course we can do it again. It's just a matter of making the choice and making the decision to go there.
What can an astronaut who's flown to space like yourself bring to the table? What can you offer a project like this?
Well, astronauts, our strength is our operational experience. How do we live? How do we work in space efficiently and effectively? And that's really where our expertise comes in. I mean, obviously, to begin with, a lot of the decisions will be driven by the science and the engineering, and maybe also by the entrepreneurs who have ideas on what they want to use the moon for in terms of extracting minerals and other metals. But where we come in is how do we actually take the plants, turn it into something where humans can live and work safely and efficiently on the surface of the Earth, of the moon.
Is it something that you think about, that you kind of dream about, that you imagine yourself doing?
I would love the opportunity to participate in a mission to the moon. Yeah, certainly. I mean, my mission on board the space station obviously is a very, very unique experience, and I would love to go back to the space station and work there again, because what we do there is very, very exciting. But certainly, I still think one of the most inspiring things that a person has ever done is to walk and explore on the moon, and I would love to have an opportunity to try that.
And is that you're gonna fix the light? You were amazingly professional there and carried on going despite the lights going out. I can't believe it.
Oh, what a pro.
That's less, not more. Elena Gontigan, nearly finished it. Thank you. How did it feel coming back and seeing the kids then, after you've been away? Did it feel...
Yeah, but I was only away today, so it's actually, you know, a relatively short trip compared to, you know, the 2 or 3 months that I'm away.